You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now we talk about the passing on of Shimon Peres. Joining me is Dr. Ramzi Baroud, a widely published guide and translated author, international syndicate columnist and editor. Dr. Ramzi, greetings to you. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program on Radio Islam.
Alaikum salam and thank you for having me on your program.
We appreciate you taking the time to chat to us. Now, with the news of Shimon Peres passing on, when we look at his record, he is an Israeli war criminal whose victims the West ignore.
That's right. This is a difficult story, really. I think we have two main stories today. Passing of Shimon Peres and the whitewashing of Shimon Peres by the ignorant and thinking Western mainstream media. The fact is, Shimon Peres was never stately peacemaker. He has always, from the beginning of his career until his very last day, not only actively participated in war crimes and ethnic cleansing of Syrians, but ordered war crimes in Lebanon and Palestine, and until the very end, defended the siege on Gaza and the war on Gaza and so forth. So I don't really understand this fetish that the media has, this whole affair they have with Shimon Peres, as if he is one of the greatest states in the Middle East who are supposedly a voice of wisdom and a voice of reason, which is entirely contrary to the truth.
Yes, as you indicate, that this is far from the truth, yet we find mainstream media touting him as a man of peace. So is that fulfilling the agenda of the Zionist?
That's correct, of course. I wonder, really, sometimes, if this is ignorance or rather willful ignorance of Shimon Peres. Sadly, I'm traveling in Europe at the moment, and I actually see excess politicians who are also promoting Shimon Peres as a man of peace and so forth. So this strange.
That was Dr. Ramzi Baroud speaking to us about Shimon Peres and the fact that the West are ignoring all his victims. And what we want to go on to elaborate shortly, and we're going to ask Dr. Ramzi Baroud to speak about the atrocities that Shimon Peres had perpetrated. The atrocities that he had perpetrated, and how will he be remembered by the Palestinians in particular. He spoke about the fact that most of the Western media are ignoring the atrocities that he has perpetrated. And that is why it's so important for us to focus on that. The Gaza blockade is one thing that Peres came, you know, he was one of those that were at the forefront of this. And we know the effect of the Gaza blockade. It has had devastating effect. And then also the offensives that were launched into Gaza time and again. Peres had consistently backed collective punishment and military brutality against the people of Gaza. We do have Dr. Ramzi Baroud once again with us on the line. Dr. Ramzi, we'd like you to share with us, what are some of the atrocities for which Peres will be remembered?
Yes, of course. As I was saying earlier, Shimon Peres was involved in the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians in 1948 when he was a member of the Haganah, which was the Israeli militia that turned to become the Israeli Defense Forces. Then later on, he was, in the 50s and 60s, single-handedly responsible for the Israeli nuclear bomb. The Israeli nuclear program was the birth child of Shimon Peres. He brought the Americans who opposed that program with the help of the British, the French, the Norwegians, and other countries. So when you think about it, really, we are dividing countries like Iraq and Iran and other Middle Eastern countries for supposedly harboring all these plans to establish weapons of mass destruction. Well, it was this man of peace, Shimon Peres, the original person who introduced weapons of mass destruction to the Middle East. I mean, if this is not enough to highlight the hypocrisy of Western media and Western government, I don't know what else does. But of course it doesn't end there. Shimon Peres was a defense minister, was a prime minister twice. He was involved in various wars. The most famous of his atrocities is the bombing of the UN shelter in Kana, in the village of Kana, in South Lebanon in 1996, where 114 people were killed and 124 people were injured, mostly children and women, but also 16 members of the United Nations as well. The investigation was immediately blocked by the United States, who opposed any sort of punishment or accountability on Israel. Shimon Peres is this character that is constantly afraid that the voters in Israel would think that he is too soft, that he is not strong enough like the other battle-hardened generals of Israel. So he is constantly trying to prove that he can be as brutal as everybody else. So he has this very interesting legacy in which he killed a lot of people throughout the 60 years of his political career, yet at the same time did succeed in presenting himself to through international forums in Davis and in D.C. and everywhere to be a man who is quite reasonable, stately, smart and wise, and has a vision for peace. This is a huge contradiction that I think many people in the West who embraced him as such know very well, that he has a very, very bloody legacy that they wish to forget.
Yes, he's done great damage, undoubtedly, for the Palestinian people. Now, on to another story. Former Israeli PM Ehud Olmert, his prison sentence has been extended. Why does that story not also make headlines as it should?
Well, I think there is a really interesting spin on this story. In Israel, you could commit war crimes against the Palestinians and the Lebanese and the Syrians and anybody else, and you would be perceived as a war hero. But if you, in any way, are affiliated with corruption or mismanagement of your position, you could actually, whether you are the president or the prime minister, you could end up in jail. This is a very, very strange perception that Israelis have of the law. But on the other hand, in Western media, we just do not, our interest in people like Ehud Olmert and others really stems from the fact that they are supposed to be the vanguard of Israeli interests. We are only interested in them insofar as a brutal policy against the Palestinians. We promote them as peacemakers. We promoted Ehud Barak as a peacemaker, for example. This is the man who made an offer to Yasser Arafat, if you remember, in Camp David in the year 2000, despite the fact that Ehud Barak was one of the most famous assassins in the history of the Israeli Mossad. But when it comes to personal issues, sexual harassment of their aides, financial corruption, that issue is of no interest to us whatsoever.
Various angles in that regard. What does the future hold for Israeli leadership? Seems they are all corrupt and facing some or other charges.
This is actually quite a big question, because one thing that we need to note about Shimon Peres, he is the last of the so-called founding fathers of Israel. There is nobody else right now. It's done. It's over. Shimon Peres was 93, and he is the end of that generation of Zionist leaders who were extremely calculated, and now, brutal or not, and they were all quite brutal, promoted and carried out ethnic cleansing against Palestinians, but they had the smart and they had the wisdom to kind of really see Israel's interest within a very general scope. Now that generation is done with. Now you have the likes of Danny Dannon and Netanyahu and Lieberman, most of them born or most of them born in Israel are not part of that founding father generation. That generation is really particularly interesting in the sense that they are different. They think they are neoliberal. They think in terms of immediate interest. They don't see long-term vision as far as their country is concerned. They always think of the immediate. It's all about getting re-elected. It's all about political coalitions and so forth. And from an Israeli point of view, it's seen from an Israeli media point of view, they seem to be quite disastrous. They have posed their country a great deal of risk. You know, even Sharon, Eric Sharon, as brutal as he was with the Palestinians, he still was seen outside Israel as a great leader. Now that age of the so-called great Israeli leaders is done with. And now you have these kind of politicians who would do anything to get you elected. So the story is usually the relations between Israel and the Palestinians, but I think within Israel itself is very interesting twist. The economy, the inequality in Israel is not doing very well, but the politicians are very, very corrupt and getting even more corrupt with time. And I do think that the future of the Israeli leadership is going to be one of impulsive politics, disastrous PR, and contentious internal divide at home.
We hope that we can see a solution to the Palestinian issue soon, and that is our aspiration. We always appreciate your time on Radio Islam, Dr. Ramzi. Jazakum Allah khair for chatting to us. And we look forward to when you will travel and visit South Africa again soon. Is there anything in the pipeline?
Inshallah, I am hoping to come to South Africa next year. If my book comes out in time, I would be very, very honored to meet with my sisters and brothers and comrades in South Africa. It's always a pleasure.
Inshallah. We look forward to having you back in South Africa again. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum as-salam.
That was Dr. Ramzi Baroud, who traveled to South Africa, I think, back in 2010. And he had a number of programs back then. And he traveled across the country and delivered lectures in various parts of the country. It's now 5 minutes to 7.